Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors.
Yeah.
It's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys, greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I'm back. I know I've been taking a lot of time off, but guys, I'm exhausted. I'm working nonstop all the time. Bubba Light, what up, Bubba Light? Hope things are well up in Georgia. If you guys want to get a hold of me, you can give me a call here, 407-270-3044. Once again, 407-270-3044. You can also text me on that number. You can leave me voicemails, yippee-yo. David Rivera coming in with $20 super sticker. Man, guys, that's awesome. It's awesome. You know, my stats have been down a little bit when it comes to the hours and the views on my channel. But my mom, she's been in the hospital and stuff. I'm doing jobs on top of jobs on top of jobs. And I still, look, I don't want any of you guys to think that I do not, like, love doing what I'm doing. I don't want any of you guys to think I don't love doing the podcast, because I do. I love doing it. I wish I could do it 5 nights a week, but there's just sometimes people, like, I get caught up in things. I do. And I apologize. Just know, I miss entertaining you guys. I miss creating content for you. And if you guys ever have any questions for me, you can also email me, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, tuttle@gmail.com. Jamie O says, hey, Tuttle, hope you had a great weekend. Yeah, it was busy. I made a pretty bad mistake. Yesterday, I was just bored. I was like, look, I'm going out. I'm driving around. I'm just going to drive around. And I decided, oh, yeah, I'm going to go out to Blue Springs and Florida State Park in Volusia County over in Orange City. Man, that was a bad mistake. Iggy T, what up, Iggy? William Dargas. How about that game Saturday? What a way to start the season, orange and blue. Man, I loved, and I'm not going to get stuck on college football and stuff, but I got to tell you, I loved it. And man, it makes me sad that my dad's still not around to be able to see that because, man, I miss my pops. I do. But it was great to see the Florida Gators win on Saturday. So yesterday I decided to go out to Blue Springs, Florida State Park, because I love going to the Springs. It's been a while since I've been out to Blue Springs. And boy, that was a Florida rookie mistake that I did, because I went out on a holiday and my God, was that place packed. I was literally, and I don't have a problem with this, but I literally was the only Caucasian that I saw out there. And I grew up in a Hispanic community here in Volusia County. It does not bother me at all. But you want to know what bothers me? So they got this boardwalk. It goes down the river to the actual spring itself. I don't know if it's like a Spanish thing, but you cannot ever be too safe. I'm walking and there's a group of what looks like, you know, older young adults. So maybe 17, 18, you can't be for sure. But the women, the girls. So I'm going to call them girls if they're under 18. They were walking around, and when I say, and I know that I'm going to sound like an old bastard, but they were walking around with dental floss on. Ass was just all out there. Like, the ass was all out there. And it made me uncomfortable because I'm like, all right, I'm 42. I'm walking around the Springs and stuff. I'm behind a group of kids with a lot of women that just got their asses hanging out. And I just, it was like one of those things where I was like this the whole time. And then I didn't dare pull out my phone to take any pictures of the wildlife or whatever because I was just like this the whole time, people. I didn't want anybody to think, oh, yeah, there's the creepy pedo pedophile out there taking pictures and stuff. No, it just made me uncomfortable on how little because, I mean, I know when I was, you know, Gen Xer, hanging out at the Springs in De Leon Springs and stuff, but man, oh man, whoa, it's David Rivera says I need to wear sunglasses. Yeah, you're right, I probably do. But I mean, you see, I just don't want to ever be accused of that because I have anxieties, I have obsessive compulsive disorder, and I'm automatically thinking that people are like, yeah, that's a pedophile right there. That nerd wearing the thick black rim glasses. That's a pedophile. He's out here looking at the Spanish chicks that are almost barely 18 with their ass hanging out with dental floss and stuff. No, not doing that at all. Just made me uncomfortable. So I got out of there. I've been meaning to get a, because I've been doing a lot of exercising. I want to get a good pair of running shoes. I went to the Nike outlet. Paid about $61, got a good deal on a good pair of running shoes, and then I came home, and then today, I've been meal prepping, because I've been eating the sprouts, I'm doing bean sprouts, I'm doing radish sprouts, doing broccoli sprouts, kale sprouts, sunflower sprouts, and then I put that on some, and I don't want anybody to think like I'm turning vegan. I'm not. I had a hamburger patty for lunch today. I did. But I've been reading a lot of, you know, these vitamins and stuff that you take. People take these multivitamins. They're a lot of BS, people. You're pissing them out. You're pissing out every bit of that. The best way to get those vitamins, those minerals, those nutrients is eating it in your diet. And that's what I've been doing. I still have my hamburger patties. Oh, I went to Aldi. Iggy T, do they have Aldi's? Aldi? Do they got Aldi's up in Canada? Because they just opened up an Aldi here in Edgewater. And I've heard a lot of great things about them. But I went into the one for the first time. I mean, I know that they've done this up north. I dealt with this when I went to New Jersey one time, but you got to bring a quarter. I think it was a dime when I went. But when I went up to Jersey, you had to put a dime in to get your dime back whenever you, your shopping cart. Now it's a quarter, and you got to put a quarter in the thing to be able to put the cart and get it out, and you got to bring it back if you want to get your quarter back. If you don't, you lose a quarter. A lot of people just say, screw the quarter. But then you can go back and you get a free cart. Or you can make a quarter. I did that yesterday. I made 75 cents. I know that is a very, very, very Colton-type thing to do, but I did it. But I went to Aldi. They got great produce. I got some salmon. I got some tilapia. They got some pretty good cuts of meats there. I mean, they don't have like a butcher. But I got some really good deals there. It did. I loved it. I got a cauliflower pizza. Because, look, I'm not allergic to gluten, but I've dated some chicks that have been allergic to gluten. And they could only eat cauliflower pizza, and I never ate it, but I got to tell you, it was pretty goddamn tasty. I had that cauliflower pizza and ate the hell out of it. DJ Rage, Audi is the shit. I got 1 minute from the house in Ocala. It's a quarter here too. So, but I gotta tell you, I liked it. There is a little bit of difference in the price. You gotta bring your own bags or you gotta buy bags when you go to Audi, which is okay. I get it. So I'll definitely be going there a little bit more. I wanted to talk about this, and I'm really, really pissed about this. So this jogging murder, this is such a sad story, people. This is one of those things where it's like, what the is going on here in the United States? This teacher, this mother of two, went out on her 4 a.m. jog and just randomly got kidnapped. They caught the kidnapper and they found her body. And this story is absolutely horrible. And I'm not a big proponent of the death penalty, but man, can we just, this guy, even though he has to be a sicko, he has to be a like deranged lunatic, we don't have a place for this person. We just do not have a place for this person in our society. We just don't. We don't.
Heartbreaking news in Memphis overnight. Police confirming they found the remains of Eliza Fletcher, the mother of two and beloved teacher who'd been missing nearly 4 days after authorities say she was abducted while on a morning run.
Man, like, you can't even go out on a morning run. You're going to go out on a morning run and you can't even... And this was so, like, random. I really don't think that this is premeditated, which makes this story even worse, that you could just randomly, a guy driving down the road and says, yo, I think I'm going to abduct this white woman and I'm going to kill and murder her. And I'm sure he raped her too. This is horrible.
The shocking discovery not far from a crucial location tied to the disappearance of Eliza Fletcher more than 4 days.
Beautiful. I mean, got big teeth. I get it. And I'm not trying to make fun of the dead or whatever, but I mean, come on, man. Like, this is just a good person. When you look at this picture, this is a good person.
Days ago, according to an affidavit, around 4 a.m. Friday, Fletcher went for her usual early morning run. Police say about half an hour later, they believe Cleotha Abstin forced her into this SUV near the University of Memphis. Court documents saying the suspect...
I hope, please, I'm praying, I hope prison justice takes care of this one. But I don't think it will, but I really hope that somebody in jail that has a life sentence or whatever it may be, just... Save us the time and the money. Yeah, Iggy T. Iggy, did they confirm she died? Sorry, I only saw a small bit of the story the other day. Yep, she's dead.
Ran aggressively toward Fletcher amid a violent struggle. She was allegedly inside the parked SUV roughly 4 minutes before it drove away.
Do you have any sense of what might have been going on in those 4 minutes?
In the criminal context, that's actually a very long time.
By the way, this is an FBI forensic analyst.
It's enough time for him to restrain her. That's enough time for him to seriously harm her.
Then around 7:50 a.m., roughly 3 hours after the abduction, the suspect's brother and another witness telling investigators they saw him wash his clothes in a sink and clean the inside of the car with floor cleaner.
Man. I really think that, I've always talked about mental illness and this is just pure evil. you just randomly picked out this woman. You decided, oh, I'm going to abduct her. I'm going to probably rape her. I'm going to beat her. I'm going to kill her. And then I'm going to try to cover it up. This is not craziness, because this guy knew exactly what he was doing. Crazy person is like, fuck it, I'm not cleaning a damn thing.
According to an affidavit, the brother also saying he was acting very strange. That bizarre scene allegedly unfolding less than a mile from where police discovered the unidentified body late Monday. The affidavit also says Abstin left sandals behind. Authorities using DNA from those
champion slide sandals were found.
Shoes to zero in on him.
Now, see, he might be crazy because you left sandals. You're either crazy or you're the dumbest murderer slash rapist slash assaultist slash scumbag slash needs a bullet. I'm probably going to get demonetized. Hell, I'm just being honest. This guy, no place. And I usually do not support the death penalty.
Clearly, this was impulsive. It was frantic. He did not seem to put a lot of thought into premeditating this.
Disturbing details still emerging as some normalcy returns to the neighborhood where police say Eliza Fletcher disappeared. Damn. The area now also marked by a somber tribute.
One man visiting that scene yesterday calling Eliza Fletcher an amazing person. So many people from her church to the school where she was a teacher to her family had been praying and hoping for good news. But unfortunately, we've learned she has died.
Man. So from that crazy story, we're going to go to our neighbors in the north. There was a big stabbing, mass murdering spree that happened up in Canada yesterday or over the weekend. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, Tuttle, oh, you can kill way more people with a gun. Yeah, you can. No, you most certainly can. But Justin Trudeau, the one that wants to get rid of, Second Amendment, right? I know you don't have Second Amendment up in Canada, but guess what? Two brothers that are going around just stabbing random people. You ever heard the saying, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight?
Breaking news. Police in Canada say a suspect in one of the deadliest mass killings in the nation's history.
Deadliest mass killing in Canada, not done with a gun. I'm not one of those conservative, you ain't going to take our guns. No, I'm not. I do believe that there needs to be some regulations and stuff. But guess what? One of the worst mass murderers. Murderings, killing spree was done with a knife, not a gun.
Has been found dead. Police say two brothers fatally stabbed 10 and injured at least 19 others in a rural indigenous.
A gun would have probably had that death toll around 4. They would have had guns and stuff that could have stopped this. David brings up a great point. Are they going to outlaw knives? No. I mean, killed 10, wounded 19. Somebody would have had a concealed carry, but boom, that's cut in half. Only five dead and about, 12, maybe 7 that are wounded and everything. Hickey. And you know what? Iggy is a Canadian. I think Iggy says she lives in the province right next to where this happened. And they sent out a thing. Be on the lookout for a guy with a knife. Yeah. You realize what would have happened if in one of the cities, especially in the South, they'd be like, yeah, look out for two brothers with a knife. You know what they'd be like? I hope those two brothers with knives come. I hope those two brothers, and you could do a ghetto voice. You could do a redneck white trash. Hey man. I hope those two brothers try to come after me with knife. Not going to happen. No, seriously. People want to kill people. It's going to happen.
This community and a nearby town in the province of Saskatchewan. Here's CBS's Elaine Quijano.
Tonight, one of the murder suspects wanted for the...
Now, is this... Well, I... Is it okay to say the word Eskimo? Is this Native Canadians? You know what I'm talking about. I'm just asking.
Stabbing spree was found dead in a wooded area. Police say Damian Sanderson was found...
Somebody with a gun wounded the brother. Come on, we all know that's what happened, right? We all know that one of the brothers ran up on somebody that had a hunting rifle or something, and he got taken. He got. This one brother got.
With injuries that were not self-inflicted. His brother Miles is still at large and may be concealing an injury.
There is a possibility he may seek medical attention.
Rhonda Blackmore.
Police say the brothers went on a stabbing spree yesterday in the...
I know. Well, let's be honest. You hear stabbing sprees in a lot of Asian countries. You hear stabbing sprees now in Canada. Stabbing sprees in all other countries. When was the last time that you heard of a stabbing spree in the United States? It doesn't happen because, once again, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight. Bubba Lost Everything says, hi, Tuttle. What's going on, Bubba Lost Everything?
Province of Saskatchewan that left 10 people dead and at least 19 injured.
Miles is facing 3 counts of first-degree murder and is wanted. We consider him armed and dangerous.
Authorities say the men started their violent rampage at 5:40 a.m. That's when police were alerted about...
In America, that would have been the knife stabbing spree would have been done about, at the latest, 6:05, 6:10 a.m. It's just, you're not going to have a stabbing spree here in the United States because, guess what? Once again, don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Stabbing on the James Smith Cree Nation. Around 7:12 a.m., officials issued their first dangerous persons alert after more stabbings were reported. Police say they found victims in 13 locations across the region.
It appears that some of the victims may have been targeted and some may be random.
Among the 10 dead was Lana Head, a mother of 2 daughters.
Damn it.
So far, police have no known motive for this crime. Elaine Quijano, CBS News, New York.
All right. Well, I mean, that's sad, man. Ugh. One of the other stories that I did want to talk about before I get into that. So I've been seeing the therapist. Went saw one today. I'm seeing the psychiatrist. She did put me on a med, and it's mentally has not messed me up. I've gotten extreme dry mouth, like really, like real pasty mouth. And it's gotten to the point where I'm getting like that fissured tongue. It almost makes you seem like you got a zombie tongue almost because you got cracks in it. Not painful, and it goes away. It's not permanent, but it's like, thank God, like, I don't have any women or anything that I'm talking about right now or talking with. Because, oh, by the way, I shaved, too. I don't know. Shaving, no hair on. Hair on top of my head's looking good. But, yeah, I got that little fissure tongue. It's like I got a damn zombie tongue. It's like nobody wants to kiss a zombie tongue or anything like that. So I gotta get everything in order. So, but we'll figure it out. I've been getting some of that moisture stuff to, you know, kind of. And plus, I can't wait for the allergies to go away. Once the allergies go away, I think my allergies will be better. I'm not going to be as stopped up. I've been getting a lot of post-nasal drip, and I think I'm mouth breathing as well, too, when I'm sleeping. Bubba, you remember Bubba used to play the clip of the heavy birtation girl? That was Serene Branson. Tareem Branson. So let me remove that. I'll come back here. I got to add another story. But Tareem Branson, after the 2011 Grammys, Tareem Branson was out there, and she had a stroke during the middle of her live report. Well, there was another chick that had a stroke, but I wanted to just play because I want to get. I mean, it sucks what this woman went through, but I wanted you guys to have something to compare it to. Tareem Branson or this new chick that had the stroke live on the air. And it sucks. I'm sorry. I can only imagine being on live TV and not being able to say what you want to say. Your brain is not connecting with your mouth. But man, Tareem Branson, I think she's going to be the undisputed champion of all time.
CBS News' Tareem Branson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the
very... This is back from 2011. I just wanted to give you guys something to compare to.
Very first time, Tareem.
Well, a very, very heavy...
Oh, man. Hold on. I'm just going to let this play through first, and then we'll break this down. But man, oh, man.
The very first time, Tareem.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrace Tazen for the bit. They had the
Terrace Tazen with at Wags. Terrace Tazen. And by the way, Tareem Branson is doing fine. What makes me feel bad, look at the fear in her eyes. Look at the fear in her eyes when she looks over at her producer like, help me, help me.
For the very first time, Tareem.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrace Tazen for the bit.
So you had that
episode, and it happened during a live.
Okay, so by the way, I need to talk about Hoda and Savannah Guthrie, man. But so. NBC, all the national news are all, they are all overplaying this because you want to know why this was an anchor. This was an anchor on NBC, and they are playing this bitch up. And I feel bad for this chick as well, too. Man, and she was at the anchor desk.
Oklahoma news anchor is recovering this morning after.
Man, Savannah Guthrie's just looking a little. I mean, the neck is where it first starts to go. I'm sorry.
Frightening medical episode, and it happened during a live weekend broadcast.
The Tulsa Air and Space Museum is hosting.
I think this chick does a better job playing it off. The other, Tareem Branson, man.
The Tulsa Air and Space Museum is hosting a launch today at the event.
Well, anchor Julie Chin says now she had lost partial vision in one eye.
This is bad video quality here. Moment, wait till they show her. Watch
this. And then she really knew something was wrong when she couldn't speak the words that were right there in front of her. She was taken to the hospital right away.
Look at that. Look, I'm sorry. This chick, I think she is gorgeous. Look at that. This chick that had the stroke. I think her last name, Chin. She does have a strong chin, but look, I mean, come on, let's listen to this. All right.
Oklahoma news anchor is recovering this morning after a frightening medical episode, and it happened during a live weekend broadcast.
The Tulsa Air and Space Museum is hosting a launch today at the event.
Man. Well, anchor Julie Chin says now she had lost partial vision in one eye in that moment. Her arm went numb, and then she really knew something was wrong when she couldn't speak the words that were right there in front of her. She was taken to the hospital right away. Later, she posted on Facebook that the doctors think she was having the beginnings of a stroke, but not a full stroke. She says her tests have actually come back great so far.
Now, Iggy, I thought the same thing, Iggy, so I'm not making fun of you. Julie Chin is an Asian woman. This woman obviously isn't. She's working a regional regional news station. So this is not Les Moonves' wife. No, Julie Chin is the Asian woman that hosted Big Brother. This is not the same Julie Chen. Trust me, I thought the same exact thing. So
she should be just fine. She's still doing some tests. But that's funny. Wow, feels good. Maybe,
what a scary moment.
Maybe, what a scary wow, moment, yeah. But also.
Maybe Iggy T was making a joke. I don't know. Okay. All right. So, no, it's not the same Julie Chen. It's not. But, yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. All right. So, let's
have the pet.
Let's go with this. Hold on. So, this is Serene Branson.
CBS News.
I want to hear from you guys in the chat room. Who had the better one?
We're seeing for the very first time, Serene.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison. But let's go to Terrence Tyson for the bit.
Terrence Tyson. Now that's all I can hear since Wag said Terrence Tyson.
Like forging ahead.
Yeah. Here. All right,
Oklahoma
so this is the new chick.
Is this
is the new one.
Morning after a frightening medical episode, and it happened during a live weekend broadcast.
The Tulsa Air and Space Museum is hosting a launch today at the event.
Well, anchor Julie Chin says now she had lost partial vision in one eye in that moment. Her arm went numb, and then she really knew something was wrong when she couldn't speak the words that were right there in front of her. She was taken to the hospital right away.
I'm sorry. This is a great picture of her. I think she looks gorgeous here.
Later, she posted on Facebook that the doctors think she was having the beginnings of a stroke, but not a full stroke. She says her tests have actually come back great so far. She should be just fine. She's still doing some tests, but feels...
Wags. Wex said CD was skipping. All right. Man, I know a lot of people are probably going to hate me for, like, you know, making jokes about this and stuff. But it's all fun, man. Like, I'm telling you, I felt bad for both of them because I've done broadcasting and stuff. I could only imagine. Hey, guys, Iggy, you're listening. Did I play the story about the baby finding the missing person? I can't remember. Did I play a story about a baby missing a missing person? Did I play that story? If anybody, you know, did I play the baby finding a missing person? Iggy, you listen to all the shows. Did I? Now I got no, I did not play that story. Somebody, all right. So guys, yeah, baby found a missing person. So if anybody starts hearing this story and you think that I've already played it, please let me know. But, up in, Georgia, I think Sonoya, where they, filmed, this is where they filmed The Walking Dead, basically. You know that, right? Up there. This baby was outside, chasing bubbles. I always loved bubbles when I was a little kid.
Look, buddy, get it.
It started as a typical
Friday afternoon. Did you know, like, I would not have even had to tell you where this story took place at. Listen to what the mom says. Listen to how she says, go get it, buddy, get it.
Look, buddy, get it.
It started as
look, buddy, get it. That right there is a southern mom.
Look, buddy, get it.
It started.
Look, buddy, get it.
It as a typical Friday afternoon.
We were coming this way. This is kind of where the bubbles went.
Brittany Moore and her son Ethan were enjoying bubbles in their backyard off of Al Roberts Road in Sonoya.
Go get the bubbles, E.
The bubbles drifted toward the family's fence line. Ethan and the dogs chased them like they normally would, but something in the woods caught little Ethan's eyes.
And I went over there and I was like, what do you see, buddy? And he pointed and he said, feet.
More.
Feet. I see mama. Mama, I see feet out in the woods.
Or didn't see any feet. That is until the mom of two crouched down and looked where her son was pointing.
But if you get on his level and you can look through, you can see some of the broken sticks, and that's where she was laying.
And you can see the sticks and the feet.
Woman in the woods was 82-year-old Nina Lipscomb.
Man, this is such a great story. I know that the last two stories I've played have been horrible. Matter of fact, maybe the last three stories I played have been horrible. You got stabbings, joggers being murdered, anchors having strokes, but a baby in Sonoya, Georgia, found an elderly black woman in the woods.
She was alive, but disoriented.
They combed a 5 and a 10 mile radius.
and there was no, I mean, no sign of her anywhere.
But a baby found
Karen it. Karen Lipscomb said her mom has early onset Alzheimer's. She wandered from a nearby home where she was visiting family last Monday looking for her sister.
Her sister lived here in this house, but she passed away in March.
Oh, man, that's so sad, but the story, though, man, this is a good story.
And, but growing up, they lived on Glacier Road, which is right around the corner.
Can you say hi? Hi, sugar.
This afternoon, Nina and her family met little Ethan.
Aww.
The toddler, they said, likely saved her life.
We pulled out every resource that we thought we needed, but it was a little boy, and she's very fond of
children. Little boy chasing bubbles.
Two families forever connected because a little boy wanted to play with bubbles.
It took a child, and it took a child that was being worked Cat. By God.
Angel to angel.
Zach Summers, CBS.
I don't know. I just wanted to, like, go out on a happy story and stuff. I know that, look, okay, so I'm going to do a longer show tomorrow. Just been busy. I wasn't even going to do a show today. Not trying to say, oh, you know, you guys should be happy with whatever you get. I know it's a little bit of a shorter show and stuff, but I thought it was good. I think it was great quality tonight, guys. Think it is. If you're listening to the audio version of this, make sure you follow me. You can give me a follow on Twitch. Give me a follow on YouTube. You can give me a follow on Twitter. Just search Tuttle, T-U-D-D-L-E. Tuttle with two D's, T-U-D-D-L-E. You can find me in anywhere. And if you want to catch up and maybe you want to listen to the audio version of this show or any of the past shows, you can do that. I'm available on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, 315live.com. I'm all over the place, so check it out, guys. I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully, you guys stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.